Listening, Part 4. You will hear a conversation. You will hear the conversation twice. Choose the correct answers.
Hello, Mark. How was your trip?
It was great. How did you hear about it?
You're famous, you know. I was listening to the radio and they said, after the local news, an interview with Mark Gately, who has just returned from a rather special trip with colleagues. But then a friend phoned and I missed the interview. So tell me about it.
I wanted to do something special with the people who work for me, so I took them on a weekend away.
Oh yes, a training weekend of some kind connected with their jobs. I went on a computer course last month.
Not really connected with their actual jobs, more a reward. A way of letting them know I appreciate their hard work.
What a nice idea. It's so unusual for directors to show the people who work for them that they're grateful. So where did you decide to take them?
I didn't. I mean, I'd have probably chosen a weekend by the seaside or something like that. But I thought, let them make the decision.
And what did they agree on?
Ha, agree. There were so many different ideas. Jim wanted to go on an adventure weekend. Paula suggested a boat trip. Finally, my assistant, Marie, she's always so practical, said we should let Ted choose. He's been at the company longer than anyone.
That seems fair.
Yes, well, he suggested a cultural weekend. You know, theatre visits and so on. Not a bad idea, don't you agree?
A cultural weekend? Ted, you think you know people, but you don't. I thought he was only interested in sport. So where did you go?
I saw an advertisement in the travel agents, Culture in the Capital, so that's where we went.
Gosh, that's a long way to drive. Or did you fly from the local airport?
Yes, much too far to drive, and there were no convenient flights. We had the choice of coach or train. A few people thought the coach journey was too long, so we took the fast train.
Sounds nice. Where did you stay?
Le Grand, a 4-star hotel in the city centre. Really luxurious.
Gosh, the whole trip must have cost you a fortune, Mark. At least a couple of $1,000s.
Nothing like as much as that. The travel agent offered a special deal. I was amazed at how reasonable it was. And anyway, my workforce is more than just money to me.
What was the best part of the trip? The theatre?
Do you know, I was sure it would be the opera or the ballet, but for all of us, it was the modern art gallery. At first sight, the building was nothing special, but inside it was fantastic. If you get the chance, go and see it.
Hello, Mark. How was your trip?
It was great. How did you hear about it?
You're famous, you know. I was listening to the radio and they said, after the local news, an interview with Mark Gately, who has just returned from a rather special trip with colleagues. But then a friend phoned and I missed the interview. So tell me about it.
I wanted to do something special with the people who work for me, so I took them on a weekend away.
Oh, yes, a training weekend of some kind connected with their jobs. I went on a computer course last month.
Not really connected with their actual jobs, more a reward. A way of letting them know I appreciate their hard work.
What a nice idea. It's so unusual for directors to show the people who work for them that they're grateful. So where did you decide to take them?
I didn't. I mean, I'd have probably chosen a weekend by the seaside or something like that. But I thought, let them make the decision.
And what did they agree on?
Ha, agree. There were so many different ideas. Jim wanted to go on an adventure weekend. Paula suggested a boat trip. Finally, my assistant, Marie, she's always so practical, said we should let Ted choose. He's been at the company longer than anyone.
That seems fair.
Yes, well, he suggested a cultural weekend. You know, theatre visits and so on. Not a bad idea, don't you agree?
A cultural weekend? Ted, you think you know people, but you don't. I thought he was only interested in sport. So where did you go?
I saw an advertisement in the travel agents, Culture in the Capital, so that's where we went.
Gosh, that's a long way to drive. Or did you fly from the local airport?
Yes, much too far to drive, and there were no convenient flights. We had the choice of coach or train. A few people thought the coach journey was too long, so we took the fast train.
Sounds nice. Where did you stay?
Le Grand, a 4-star hotel in the city centre. Really luxurious.
Gosh, the whole trip must have cost you a fortune, Mark. At least a couple of $1,000.
Nothing like as much as that. The travel agent offered a special deal. I was amazed at how reasonable it was. And anyway, my workforce is more than just money to me.
What was the best part of the trip? The theatre?
Do you know, I was sure it would be the opera or the ballet, but for all of us, it was the Modern Art Gallery. At first sight, the building was nothing special, but inside it was fantastic. If you get the chance, go and see it.
That is the end of part four. You now have 2 hours and 10 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.